time it is here. It's 9:09. Have you been out here for a while?
Yeah, we got here, we are right here like around 7:15.
7:15?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have some ID with you?
Yeah, sure.
By the way, I don't have to ask you a zillion questions. Yeah. No, not on me. Thanks. Is your address on here current?
Yes, everything's current.
No, I need batteries for my kids.
And you're here with your girlfriend?
Yes.
What's her name? We're just gonna talk to you, and as soon as we take some photographs, we'll let you get out of here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I told the officer I go to work at 4 in the morning. So.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. We just have to be really thorough on anything like this.
Yeah, just explain to my girlfriend what's going on.
Yeah, she's probably pretty
scared.
Frightened.
Oh, yeah.
I don't blame her. Do you have a home phone number?
Yes, it's.
Work number.
It's well, I'll just give my cell number. How's that?
Okay.
Because it's really hard to reach. Us.
That's fine.
It's
Can I ask where you work? Okay.
Camera.
Do you have set work hours or days?
I work 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
Yeah. Not unless there's nothing to do, I might get a day off.
What's your job title?
I.
Okay.
Well, that's what they had me as, but I'm actually.
Okay.
So.
Here's your ID. Thank you. So you came here about 7:15 tonight?
Yeah, around that time.
In your own words, can you tell me what happened when you first saw the police tonight?
Well, we arrived here first. We did see that Tahoe parked. We couldn't tell who it was in there.
You did see it?
Yeah, I did see it.
Where was it parked at in relation to where we're at?
We were
at
over
right
there.
Okay.
So we were parked away. We went up there.
So
up
you're
the
at
hill.
You were at at the top of the hill?
Yeah,
the
top of past that truck.
Far
right
south
there.
End.
Yeah.
Okay.
We passed that truck. We probably were like 7 parkings away from that truck.
Uh-huh.
And then we were about the same amount of spaces from that Tahoe. So I say we're here, and the Tahoe was like where that post is, passing that trash
so
can.
So you're pointing, that's maybe 50 feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how was it parked? Was it
faced? It's parked
face
that
in?
Way.
Okay.
Yeah, facing that
just like
way.
Everybody else?
Exactly.
Okay.
We didn't pay attention to that. We just saw it there.
Mm-hmm.
Not even 5 minutes passed by when I noticed that the sheriff got here.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. What time was that, do you think?
Probably if we got here like around 7:50, probably 7:20, 7:25.
Oh, it happened right after you got here?
Yeah.
Okay.
We just arrived and all of a sudden we saw the sheriff that got here.
Okay.
And then he turned the lights on and he was like, checking around. And then I noticed that he put the lights on the Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
And...
The lights like a spotlight?
Yeah, the spotlight.
Okay.
And then I saw him get out and he asked whoever was in there, I guess it was a lady or a man, I don't know, to get out.
Mm-hmm.
There was no response. He probably said like 5 times to get out.
Was he yelling?
Yeah, he was. I could hear him.
Okay.
Could
you see him?
No, I didn't want to turn around.
I did
see him the first time when he got out, but I just...
Were you in your car?
Yeah, we were in the car. We were in.
Were the windows rolled up or down?
No, they were up.
They were up.
They
okay.
were up,
but you could
we had
still
the
hear
stereo
him.
Low, but I could hear him.
Okay.
I was paying attention to what was going on outside.
And what did he say exactly?
To get out of the car.
Okay.
And there was no response. He said it again. There's no response. And I turned back around because she asked me a question about something else. And then I turned back around, and then I heard the truck go on, the Tahoe turn on. She turned it on.
Oh, okay.
They turned the Tahoe. When I turned around again to see what's going on, I heard the car turn on.
Okay.
Which was the Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
And the police again, the police officer told her again to stop, to get out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
and there's still no response.
The car hadn't moved yet.
Yeah, so I pulled the emergency brake, and she started backing up, got the lights on.
Yeah.
into the vehicle. I reached them,
that's all right.
And then they passed, and of course the tall passed, and then after that I heard the shots.
Great. Okay.
And then the rest.
What happened?
Then I saw the car start the truck and stop there.
And just stop there? Okay. See what the police officers did after that.
Another sheriff got here, and then after the sheriff got up and stuff, the ambulance was just right behind him.
The sheriff car, this one, the one without the lights on the top? I'll shine my light on it. This one right here?
Because the other two are still over there, right?
Yeah, they haven't. I don't think they've moved, right?
Okay. No, I don't think so.
Does that look like the same position they were in when you saw them?
No. There's a little more than that one.
They look like they might have been farther.
Yeah, down. They probably, one of them started, I guess the other one started, got in the car and tried to follow her again.
When the officers were down there, did you hear them yelling anything? Saying anything to the person in the car?
No, it was
too
far.
Too far?
Way too far.
Okay.
Too far to hear them say anything. But you did hear the shots.
You did hear the shots?
Yeah.
Have you heard shots before?
Oh, yeah.
You hear gunshots?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard shots before.
Cool.
And then the rest.
When the officer was up here and he first contacted her, it was pretty clear that he was giving orders for her to come out?
Yes.
Your windows were up and you could hear it?
My windows were up, the stereo was really low, and yes, you can hear it. I could hear. I heard him three times to get out of the car.
Can you tell me exactly what he said, as far as you recall?
Pretend
that you're the officer, and tell me what you heard him say.
What he said, just get out of the car, put your hands up. And he said, I said, get your hands up and get out of the car. Mm-hmm. There's still no response. And he said it again, and no response. And then he put the spotlight on her again. And
could you see
yeah,
the
then
woman?
That's when I saw it was a woman, short hair, and skin, couldn't tell what kind of color she was.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
I did see her her shape when he put the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, but she seemed kind of nervous when she put the spotlight.
How so?
I don't know, she's kind of like...
Looking around, or...?
Like saying, what to do, like... And then that's when she turned the truck on, and the car, and started backing up, and that's when everything else...
Okay.
But yeah, I did hear him say to get out of the car, with hands up. He just hit the light, the flashlight, and then... When she turned the car on, that's when he pulled his gun out. He pulled his gun to the side.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, and she told, hey, turn the car off, out of the car. Still no response. And that's when she backed
up. Did he point the gun at her at that
point? No.
Okay.
No, he didn't. He actually started backing up to his patrol. And when he saw the car backing up, that's when he started backing himself up to his patrol. And that's when the Tahoe started coming down the hill, that's when he got in his patrol and followed him.
Okay.
But I didn't see him pointing the gun at her.
Okay.
When he was over there.
Okay.
I did see them over here.
Can you describe that the officer, the deputy?
I know. I couldn't tell. I couldn't see.
You could tell he was a policeman, though.
Yeah, he was a sheriff.
Okay.
I didn't see no face, but I did see him flashing around.
Great.
That's who it is.
Do you recall who else was here? Did anybody leave?
I wanted to leave too, but
I don't blame you. I would have wanted to leave myself.
Not, I said, well, what if, no, I better just stay here and see.
Yeah. No, we, I'm sorry you're inconvenienced, but
no,
we really appreciate your help.
Yeah.
It's a big help.
Yeah. So.
She'll be fine, and I promise as soon as we have a couple Spanish-speaking detectives here, and we'll have one come over and talk with her. It's
well,
really important.
Did she hardly see anything. She ain't seen it. She
yeah.
was eating. She was eating.
She was in the car with you at the time?
Yeah, she was in the car. I was watching everything else.
Yeah. Okay, well, I appreciate your time.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you. So, well, first, guys.
End of interview, 2126 hours, 32003, Sergeant Bill AU, ID 3318.